folks, the lights have gone out and filling the arena with darkness. I have just been handed a letter that states Rick Righteous would like to ask that all the fans in attendance now stand and bow their heads to thank the Messiah for his contribution to WWA. If the fans do not comply with the request, Rick Righteous will refuse to come down to the ringside area and participate in his match. What kind of crap is this? I'm not bowing my head, and neither are these fans!
Listen to this advice and accept instruction, that you may gain wisdom for the future. Many are the plans in the minds of a man, but what is the purpose of the Messiah? That will be established. Alas, Rick Righteous has arisen.
While the Ovaltron flashes various video highlights of Rick Righteous, darkness continues to consume the arena. And as the smoke now begins to fill the entranceway on the Ovaltron, you can see a silhouette of the Messiah appearing while the arena still remains in complete black. The entranceway is now lit up with bright lights, and out steps the BACW Heavyweight Champion from behind the curtain. And oh my god, he's wearing a Pope outfit! How disrespectful! Pyrotechnics starts going off up and down the ramp, and here comes Rick Righteous as he rubs the BACW Championship belt.
Gentlemen, standing 6'5" tall and weighing in at 287 pounds of twisted steel and sex appeal, he hails from Los Angeles, California, and is the most decorated champion in professional wrestling history. A former multi-time world heavyweight champion who broke the record for the longest title reign, he is your BACW Heavyweight Champion. And as the prophecy states, your next world heavyweight champion. He doesn't need you, but you need him. Introducing the one and only Messiah of Pro Wrestling. He is Rick Righteous.
Listen to the people boo the champion and walking up the stairs and into the ring through the ropes. What the hell, fans? I don't believe this. If I may interrupt Rick Righteous's introductions, let's look up towards the Ovaltron because it appears Julio and Joey, who are now dressed up like Mike Morrison's vendor, you've got to be kidding me. They got something to say. Sorry, Rick, but we're going to go to the Ovaltron.
Ladies and gentlemen, do not attempt to adjust your television, contacts, or bifocals. What you are experiencing is not a test.
That's right. What you are experiencing is excitement, enthusiasm, exhilaration, anticipation, and stimulation.
That's right, because eWrestling.org is proud to bring you, the good fans of Texas, unmatched performance,
untamed speed,
the ability to match any quandary. No, ladies and gentlemen, we're not selling you a laptop, but something oh so much more enjoyable. Wait, Joey, why the long face?
Well, after Grinder, I don't know what the fans have to look forward to.
Well, Joey, today is your lucky day, because I have the deal of a lifetime for the fans.
Huh? You have the greatness collection? Completely with Mike Morrison action figure?
Sorry, Joey, no true wastefulness tonight. Toys are for kids. This is a man's sport.
Well, what else could it be?
I'll tell you what else it could be. Tonight, for the low, low price of admission to a Superstars event, you will receive one high-flying, standard-raising Mexican Lucha Libre extraordinaire in La Sombra. Plus,
there's more?
That's right, there's more. And in addition, you will get another death-defying, hard-working, beat-down-now, ask-questions-later, fantastic ass-pummeling machine in Joey Evangelisto. But wait, there's so much more.
Wait a second, Julio. You mean to tell me that I get one high-flying, standard-raising, Mexican Lucha Libre extraordinaire in La Sombra, plus one death-defying, hard-working, beat-down-now, ask-questions-later, fantastic, ass-tumbling machine in Joey Evangelisto. And there's more?
Oh, that's right. And if you act now, you will get more ass-kicking, head-banging, heart-pounding, high-flying, death-defying action than ever before.
Wow! We're just giving this stuff away.
That's right, fans, because tonight, the new and improved Joey Evangelisto steps into the ring with Mr. Ricardo, was the son of a preacher man righteous.
You know, Julio, I used to do a little preaching in my time.
You don't say.
That's right, my brother. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Fans, can I get an amen?
Amen.
And the angel came down from heaven. But it wasn't an angel, my brother. Behold, it was an evangelisto.
Hallelujah.
And the evangelisto cut down the righteous. The Rick Righteous.
Glory!
Can you feel it, Brother Julio?
Oh, I can feel it.
Do you feel the Spirit?
Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost.
Let us bow our heads, brother, in a moment of silence for the soon-to-be deadly departed. We shall mourn the loss of Brother Righteous as I strike down upon him with the fan's choice.
Amen. In addition to that, yours truly will be stepping into the ring with the immortal one, Jack Craven. Now, Jack, at Grindr, you cost me a chance of winning the main event, in addition to beating the hell out of Joey Evangelisto. Tonight, in our challenge match, I show you when enough is enough. You've chosen the wrong people to make examples of. The world knows you've been taken out of the Hall of Fame, and it just has to irk you to be stepping into the ring with the newest addition. Tonight, I get to show you that my being in the Hall of Fame was not a fluke. Because I don't just say that I'm the best. I prove it each and every time I step into the ring. You are looking at the new dynasty in the WEWA.
That's right, Julio. You're looking at the fan's fan.
You're looking at the man without fear.
The fan, the myth, the legend.
Your Latin prince.
Simply fan. Fantastic.
Latino Fury alive.
What the fans want to see.
La Sombra.
Joey Evangelisto.
And we're just getting started.
Inside the ring, Rick Righteous has become furious and is now demanding that the referee raise his hand because of the delay caused by Joey Evangelisto. Uh-oh, folks, can you hear the music? Speaking of Joey Evangelisto, here comes our hometown favorite, and this place is becoming unglued. Making his usual entrance through the crowd, this week you can see Evangelisto has discarded the sweatpants and replaced them with a black sleek wrestling outfit. Going down to one knee, Joey Evangelisto praises the fans as they continue to pat him on the back, and here he comes, down onto the ringside area. On his backside area, you can see there's a blue lightning bolt going through the word fantastic. And folks, I think this is the best I've ever seen Joey Evangelisto since his arrival in WWA some 2 months ago.
And entering the ring, he's the fan's fan, hailing from the state of Texas. Ladies and gentlemen, representing the Julio Rodrigo School of Wrestling, is Fantastic Joey Evangelisto.
I think I finally figured out Joey Evangelisto after just 2 months here of watching him in WWA inside the ring. First, the guy doesn't care about money or how much he's making. Second, the guy is doing something that he loves, something that he thought he'd never be doing. And finally, Joey Evangelisto, like I just said, is in a place he never thought he would be in his entire life. Think about it, folks. Joey Evangelisto is living the life of a professional wrestler, and for somebody who has very little talent, for this dream to come true, it's almost unbelievable. Add to that the fact that Joey just found out that his mother has terminal cancer, and this makes for a very emotional time in this young man's career. But right now, Joey Evangelista cannot let the outside world affect his thoughts inside the ring, because if he does, and if he's even the slightest bit distracted, Rick Brightus is going to make him pay in spades. Well, folks, it's not Texas Hold'em, the bell is rung, and it's Brightus and Evangelista. It's a non-title bout, and here we go! Collar tie in the center ring, enforcing Joey into the corner. It's Brightus wasting no time on going with a pair of heavy-handed nightman's chops. Quick move to the stomach by the champion of Movie Evangelista, sideways and up against the ropes. Brightus sends the young man back into the opposite side of the ring, courtesy of a hard Irish whip. Set up in the center of the ring, and power slam by Rick Brightus pays instant dividends and covering Joey Evangelista for the count. One, two, kick out by Evangelista, and this one's going to continue. So far, fans, in the opening stages of the contest, it has been all Rick Brightus, and at this point, I'm not sure if Joey Evangelista is going to be able to do anything against this impressive and unbelievable BACW heavyweight champion. Hard punches are now raining down Joey Evangelista's head and pulling a young man from the canvas. Rick tosses him back into the nylon for a second time. Evangelista reverses the whip, and here comes a stun. Rick Brightus off the rebound. Up and over goes Rick Brightus, a product of a Joey Evangelista back funny drop, and Brightus looks stunned, folks. He can't believe Joey Evangelista just hit him with the move. Trying to get to his feet, Joey topples the champion over with a sloppy clothesline, and falling from the ring, Rick Brightus scrambles to gain his composure. Evangelista is on the apron, and now he's mimicking the legendary Dusty Rhodes, spinning his arms in a circle, thrusting his hips forward, and down on the skull of Brightus with a perfect textbook atomic elbow. Listen to the crowd cheer their hometown wrestler on. Evangelista moves in with the scoop slam, but Rick bears down, pounding a forearm between the shoulder blades of his opponent, cranking Joey up into crucifix powerbomb position. Brightus turns towards a timekeeper's table. Oh my god, no, Rick! Oh, right in the timekeeper's table with a brutal and sick stun. Did you hear Joey Evangelista's head smack against the floor? My god, Evangelista is simply not moving. I think he hit his head on that 10-pound steel belt. Oh my god, and look at Rick Brightus. He's taunting the crowd and turning back towards Joey. Brightus butterflies the arms up and down onto the broken pieces of the table. And Joey Evangelista is busted open like a stuffed pig. Looking at the crimson draining all over the ringside area. My god, somebody needs to stop this match before Rick Brightus completely kills Joey Evangelista. The ref apparently is not stopping this one, and rolling Joey back into the ring, Brightus makes an arrogant one, two, three, cover to Evangelista. Believe it or not, folks, he just kicked out. I don't believe it. He kicked out, and Rick Brightus is now furious, yanking Joey up by the hair. Brightus blasts the young man into the ropes and rotating off the rebound. Rick leaps into the air, throwing Joey across the frigid nose with an awesome drop kick. Here's the cover. One, two, three. No, Evangelista will not be denied. And yes, folks, he did indeed kick out. Rick Brightus is now seething with anger, and the longer this match goes on, the more upset Rick Brightus seems to be getting, and the less inclined Joey Evangelista is to win this bout. Lifting Evangelista up above his chest and down hard onto his thigh. Evangelista rises in pain from a Rick Brightus backbreaker and callously tossing Joey down onto the canvas. Brightus tries for a press. One, two, kick out by Evangelista, and there is just no quitting this kid. And look at Brightus pound the canvas with his fist. Oh, Brightus isn't fooling around. He's calling for a Samoan drop. And as Brightus hoists Joey up into position onto his muscular shoulders, Evangelista is wiggling up on top. He's sliding down the back of the canvas, and he just transitioned into a lightning-like arm whip, and down goes Rick Brightus skidding across the canvas, stumbling to his feet, the blood covered in dazed Joey. Evangelista sucks up the pain shooting through his body and charging full steam ahead. He just pins in the knees in the side of Rick's skull. Spinning elbows, spinning balls, and hooking the leg. It's Evangelista. One, two, do you believe in miracles? No, well, I don't. Oh, kick on, out man. By Rick Brightus, and this one's going to continue. Evangelista now pumps his fist to the crowd, and with the entire state of Texas behind him. I smell an upset, folks. Irish Whip into rope by Evangelista on Rick Righteous and coming off the opposite nylon with the head of steam. That's, oh my God, the champion just ran over Joey Evangelista like an 18-wheeler on crack. Down goes Joey, and that move completely just silenced the crowd. Joey's eyes look like they're going in opposite directions, and I'm not sure if he understands what's going on right now. My God, that was such an impressive collision by Rick Righteous. Joey Evangelista is completely on Queer Street. Righteous is in position. Evangelista turns. Rainbow Stunner, and this one's academic. 1, 2, 3, and once again, Joey Evangelista has lost another match here in WEWA.
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner of the contest by pinfall, BATW's heavyweight champion, the Messiah, Rick Righteous!
Folks, for a split second there, I thought Joey Evangelista was going to pull up the biggest upset of the year. But let's give credit where credit is due. When Rick Righteous comes to the ring 9 out of 10 times, this veteran superstar leaves with his hand raised in victory. And everybody in WWA knows that that's just not backstage dealings. That's just not Rick Righteous getting lucky. That's Rick Righteous dedicating himself to the best performance he can in the ring and giving it his all. As for Joey Evangelista, well, no one ever said being a WWE superstar was going to be easy. And if history proves one thing, it's this. Eventually, everyone gets what's coming to them. And while the veterans right now are all enjoying Joey Evangelista's young, inexperienced in-the-ring tactics, let me be frank when I say, every dog has their day, including Rick Righteous. Well, folks, I've just been told that Mr. Batiste is on the phone with XO reporter Candace Huffman, and they're trying to contact Rick Righteous right now for reasons I'm not really sure at this time. So without further delay, let's go to Mr. Batiste and Candace. Let's go to the Ovaltron.